Describe a town or city where you would like to live in the future. Cue card, sample answer 1. Introduction. Urban living is great, and the best places to settle are those with excellent business, health, education, and entertainment facilities. Many people relocate to cities in search of improved living conditions, employment, and education. Cities with great food, drink, and entertainment options draw people's attention. High-rise structures, towers, and vibrant nightlife also draw young people in. Where is it? Here, I am going to talk about one of the best historically planned cities in India, Jaipur. It is also known as Pink City. How do you know about this city? My maternal grandparents live in this city, and I used to visit them in Jaipur every summer vacation during my school times. What is it famous for? Jaipur became known as the Pink City when, in 1876, Maharaja Ram Singh had most of the buildings painted pink, the color of hospitality, in preparation for a visit by Britain's Queen Victoria. Today, the city is known for its bazaars, forts, temples, palaces, historical monuments, and wildlife sanctuaries. Why would you like to live there? The beautifully planned city has some of the best architecture along with wide roads, cleanliness, and no traffic. Jaipur is an ideal place to call home, mostly because of its architecture. Jaipur City is one of the safest cities in India, especially for women. Apart from this, the city offers a balanced life with an affordable cost of living. Moreover, one of the biggest reasons is that Jaipur is a developing city, which has a huge scope for businesses, and in future, I would like to start my own business in this city. Conclusion. Overall, Jaipur is amongst my favorite and most beautiful cities where I would like to live. Describe a town or city where you would like to live in the future. Cue card, sample answer 2. Introduction. I was born and raised in Gurdaspur, where I still reside. Although I adore many aspects about Gurdaspur, there are a few reasons I'd like to relocate elsewhere in the future. Where is it, / how do you know about this city? Chandigarh is the city I see myself residing in the future. It serves as both Punjab's and Haryana's united capital. I have a lot of family members there, so I am quite familiar with the city. As a child, I actually spent a lot of time in Chandigarh visiting my relatives. The city of Chandigarh is modern. It is the dream city of India's first Prime Minister, S.H. Jawaharlal Nehru, and was planned by the famous French architect Le Corbusier. What is it famous for, / why would you like to live there? Its fame stems from various factors. Firstly, as I mentioned earlier, it is Punjab's capital. Second, its thoughtful design is well known. It is one of the few cities in India where there is a total separation between the commercial and residential sectors. That's also a major factor in my desire to move there. While the separation has several advantages, the main one is that it provides a break from the cacophonous loudness that residents of other large cities endure. In comparison to other major Indian cities, Chandigarh has less pollution because it has fewer industries. Moreover, the entertainment options in Chandigarh are something else I enjoy about it. Chandigarh boasts an abundance of large shopping centers, movie theaters, and discos. Conclusion. I adore being in the mountains and engaging in outdoor sports like ice skating, rock climbing, and trekking. Therefore, I'll be able to take short vacations and enjoy the mountains on the weekends while residing in Chandigarh. Describe a town or city where you would like to live in the future. Cue card, sample answer 3. Introduction. Alright, this is quite an interesting topic, thank you for giving. However, I must admit that I am not a travel enthusiast. However, we do plan short trips once in a while. Since I was a little child, I have traveled to a few popular locations in India. Where is it? I want to talk about my incredible trip to Mumbai, the city of dreams, which gave me the idea to consider moving there for my future. How do you know about this city? I have my own place here in Ghaziabad, where I work as an interior designer. I once had to travel to Mumbai to purchase a different kind of sofa set as per the demand of one of my clients. I spent 4 days there, and throughout those days, I made a lot of lifelong memories. What is it famous for? Mumbai is regarded as the nation's center of the arts. It serves as a place where artists can live out their creative passions. Mumbai is well known for various things, such as its amazing historic architecture, one of the largest film industries in the world, a ton of street markets, and shopping centers. Why would you like to live there? I've traveled to Mumbai thrice with friends and co-workers. We went to a lot of locations there, including museums, houses of worship, beaches, movie theaters, amusement parks, film industry setups, malls, and markets. We had a great time there, and I saw many things. Apart from this, Mumbai is home to many of the best home decor brands, and that city's population is continuously growing there. Therefore, I see a lot of career opportunities over there, and it has turned into my ideal city, and I intend to move there eventually. Conclusion. Mumbai is among the nation's safest cities. Add this is one of the main reasons I wish to move there in the future. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-up Questions. The examiner will begin asking questions based on the cue card topic you discussed after you have finished the cue card activity. In the event that you receive this, answers to follow-up questions such as the one below are required for the IELTS speaking cue card task. Describe a town or city where you would like to live in the future. Question: Why do more and more people live in the city? Answer: Due to amenities like water supply, electricity supply, internet connection, transportation, and infrastructure, the majority of people in the nation are eager to live in cities. There won't be as many power outages or water shortages in cities. Also, everyone needs a luxurious lifestyle in order to purchase fashion-related items like clothing and accessories and to enjoy weekends spent seeing films at the cinema or taking family vacations to water parks. The countryside does not have access to any of these amenities. Therefore, they prefer to relocate to cities because of this. Question: What are some factors that attract people to settle down in certain places? Answer: People's decisions to relocate and settle down in different locations are influenced by a number of reasons. Several educational institutions are located in large cities. Additionally, people are drawn to cities by the abundance of work opportunities. Some relocate to other places to take advantage of the amenities offered there and provide for their future generations. Question: What are the differences between the young and old when choosing where to live? Answer: The primary concerns of young people, in my opinion, are employment opportunities and amusement venues. To enjoy life, they favor locations with pubs, restaurants, and shopping centers in addition to well-paying employment opportunities. However, the presence of family members is important to elderly individuals in order to prevent loneliness. For the elderly, having access to quality healthcare facilities is also important so they may receive prompt assistance for illnesses and crises. Question: What do you prefer, state-of-the-art facilities with polluted air or rural areas with a healthy environment? Answer: Personally, I think I like both, because living in the country offers me a very tranquil existence filled with clean, fresh air and a stunning surroundings free of pollution, but I also want to advance in my work, travel, and earn money. In this instance, I would rather relocate to a city because there are a lot of chances and first-rate amenities. I would therefore wish to favor both.